emergency services. Visit OnStar.com for details.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
I want everybody to see this.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Urban Nirvana. I need a little Urban Nirvana. I've never done it before. I told you to buy my wife these gift cards and gift certificates. She loves it. You know, I'm dragging a little bit this morning. I told you yesterday, man, I took a little two-hour nap. And then went out to dinner last night. Didn't get home. Didn't go to bed about midnight. So working on that five-hour deal. You informed me you need 8 hours because of two REM cycles. I had to get the second REM cycle. But I need a little Urban Nirvana in my life right now. It's a great place. Get rejuvenated, recharged, get re-energized. Do it for you, for the loved one, significant other. They make it really easy on us. I don't spend any time. I know birthdays, Christmas, holidays, anniversaries. Look, just I go to urbannirvana.com. I click on the little green tab. I send it over. She loves it. I'm a hero. Everything's great. Makes me look like I'm the greatest guy ever. All I do is click a couple buttons. But my wife loves to talk about how classy it is, and how nice the robes are, and how it's just first class. Urban Nirvana, check them out in Charleston and in Columbia and Lexington and Greenville. You're going to love it. Got some big news on the show here, John. You know, our friends at Katichi, my good friend Greg Rush, the general manager there, says that for Georgia fans, Big Hairy Dog's coming to Katichi on July the 18th, a little picture day down there. I'm going to go down there.
There you go.
Get to see Big Hairy Dog. So get your picture made with him and really cool for Georgia fans. I tell William, Big Hairy Dog's coming to Katichi. I like Big Hairy Dog.
Oh, yeah.
I need Ugg in there, too.
You can't have one without the other.
South Carolina had this great big thing called Big Spur. He was riding the back of a convertible. Clemson's kind of had like the same looking mascot forever, or in my lifetime at least. I like those big mascots like Big Hairy Dog, though, like Pistol Pete from Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
Like the Nebraska Cornhusker guy that has like huge heads.
Mm-hmm.
I like all those guys. One time, at the Greenville over at Bond Secure Arena, it was Bilo Center at the time, we had a NCAA tournament regional, whatever, basketball, and Oklahoma State was there. This guy, Pistol Pete, it's bigger than Herbie Husker.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen Herbie Husker. I hadn't seen
his head's bigger. Plus, he doesn't use Harry's Razors. He got a little gruff on there, too. Good stuff. So, Big Hairy Dog's coming. Let me get a couple of phone calls. Actually, well, Mike just dropped off. Mike, call him right back. We'd love to get you. Chad's hanging on in Columbia, South Carolina. Can't wait for this one. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Great, Mick. Hey, Mick, I'm all about the marketplace of ideas or diversity of thought or whatever. And John's done a great job this week. All right? But I got to go in on John right now.
Uh-oh. Here he goes.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, John, you're about to get christened, man. Congratulations.
All right.
Yeah, we've got to ban. He said something in hour one, and I'm banning him from the show if he says it again.
All right.
And the comment was, if Kelly Bryant, you know, the spring game doesn't suit Kelly Bryant because he can't use his legs. I mean, John, Kelly Bryant is not Tommy Frazier. He's not Michael Vick. He's not Connor Shaw. He's not Ben Roethlisberger. He's not extending plays with his legs, okay? For you to act like he's some electric runner and it's not, the spring game doesn't situate or suit him, it's just fake news. I mean, it's just an absolute joke of a statement. I would actually argue that Trevor Lawrence got penalized more with a quick whistle in the spring game than Kelly Bryant did. And so this narrative that, like, Kelly is some elusive runner, just because, honestly, I think it's the reason I said that is either A, he's not a great thrower, either B, he's just African-American and people think, hey, he's a dual threat, you know, because he's African-American. That's just not the case. I mean, he's just not a great runner. I mean, Deshaun was a better runner. He had much better feel in the pocket. And so, anyways, John, say it again. Ban from show for life.
Hey, John, say it again. I want to hear it work out for you.
Appreciate you.
I mean, we act like that Kelly Bryant was some sort of scrub that didn't do anything last year. We act like that Kelly Bryant didn't do anything. Look, man. The guy had a great year. He's limited, but the staff did a great job of taking the things that he couldn't do away from him and giving him things he could do, and he went 12-2. I mean, the offense scored 33 points a game. Now, that's six down from the year before. That's about a touchdown less.
Right.
Didn't have Mike Williams. Didn't have Artavis Scott. Didn't have Jordan Leggett. Didn't have Wayne Gallman. Rushing yards went up 24 a game. Yeah, like the guy's a total scrub. But with that said, John, I don't want you banned from the show.
I appreciate it.
Hey, man, once you get on Chad's, you've been christened now, so you're good.
There we go.
He took the bottle of champagne and broke it over the back of your head. Now you're all good.
Thank you, Chad. I appreciate it.
But now with that said, he does have limitations.
Yes, he does.
The ball doesn't come out. It doesn't go down the field a bunch. And the offense is a little bit different. 96 yards passes against Auburn. You know, there were some things in there where it just didn't. No, 96 yards rushing, 185 yards passing. The ball just doesn't come out and get downfield. They do it differently. But again, I think that's where Jeff Scott and Tony Elliott did an incredible job. I go back to those guys calling plays with Cole Stout. Obviously, Cole Stout had limitations in his game.
Yes.
Obviously, Clemson destroyed Oklahoma. How? They didn't ask Cole Stout to do things that he couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Bryant will be remembered around here for a very, very, very long time as the guy that led Clemson to an ACC championship, beat Miami 38-3 in the ACC championship game. A seventh-ranked Miami team, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
A guy that went down to Columbia and helped lead the Tigers to a thumping of the Gamecocks. They took him out of the game. It's 34-0, won 34-10. A guy that beat Auburn at home, went to Louisville, destroyed them, went to Virginia Tech, destroyed them, beat Florida State at home, and led Clemson to the number one ranking in the country heading to the College Football Playoffs. He didn't play great against Alabama. Alabama played great.
Yeah, absolutely. And to say a positive about his running ability, without Kelly Bryant's running ability, we wouldn't have beaten Auburn.
Good point. Very good point.
We wouldn't have beaten Auburn without his ability to run the ball.
Did he run the ball in the second half the way he ran it in the first half?
I don't really remember. I don't believe so. Oh, in the second half of the season?
Second half of the season.
No, he didn't. But, you know, you can't take away the wins that he did give us when he was running the ball that well.
Or as they say in Tupac's song, true. Look. You can point out facts about a guy in his play, and people think that, oh, you're putting him down. But I do see what Chad is saying, though. Kelly Bryant is not Tommy Frazier.
No, he's not. And Deshaun Watson was a better runner. I agree with Chad on that one. Absolutely.
Right. I mean, look at it. Let's look at the sheer numbers of it.
Numbers don't lie.
Of the things that are out there, I think that – on a positive standpoint, I'm going to give Kelly Bryant a heck of a lot of credit for piecing together in a rebuilding year to get him to the number one team in the country and winning a championship. Actually winning three championships. Won the division, won the ACC, and won the state championship. Did a lot of great things in there.
Mm-hmm.
And knew his limitations. Only accentuated his positives. And again, you give the staff a lot of credit through that. But the offense was different. And I tell you this, here's where I hate to say it this way, because I'm a loyal guy. John, once I'm on your side, man, I'm on your side.
That's a good
hard
thing.
For me to get you off your side. And loyalty is a great thing.
Absolutely.
But I want to play the best player.
Yes.
Who's your favorite football player in Clemson football history?
Oh, off the top of my head, I'm going to have to go with C.J. Spiller without giving it too much thought.
I love C.J. Spiller.
Oh, yeah.
If somebody would have come in and been better than C.J. Spiller in that senior year,
mm-hmm.
I say play the other guy more.
100%. This isn't Pee Wee football. Best players play.
Let me put it to you a better way of putting it, and I mentioned it this way before. I like C.J. Spiller. But I love Clemson football.
Yep.
I like Kelly Bryant, but I love Clemson football.
Yep.
I watched Clemson football for 40 years before I ever heard the name Kelly Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, I'm going to watch it for 40 more after.
Yep.
I tell my wife all the time, man. I told Zach last week, I want to see the tricentennial. So I got to live 58 more years. 108. That's my goal. 108.
Hey, as Ricky Bobby once said, with the advances in modern medicine and your high-level income, there's no reason to think you can't be 300-400 years old.
Hey, man. I want to see more and more and more and more and more. Yeah. I get it. But there has never been a player out there that I'm going to defend to the point where I don't want something better.
Absolutely.
As good as Deshaun Watson is, if somebody would have been better during that time, then let's play that guy.
I couldn't agree with you more.
I just think this, in the case for Trevor Lawrence, A, he's a phenomenal once-in-a-generation talent, I think.
I agree.
First, twice now with Deshaun. I just think that the offense looks better and is tougher to defend when the vertical passing game opens up the underneath passing game and opens up the running game. And I mentioned on the show before, but let me just go ahead and dive right into it one more time here. The spring game is not the end all. We don't keep scoring, we keep scoring spring, but we don't give contract extensions because of winning and losing spring games, and that doesn't go on anybody's record. I get it.
Yes.
But the spring game was an absolute a snapshot of what I think this offense was and what I think this offense could be.
I agree with you.
In the first two drives of Kelly Bryant in the spring game itself, the ball's going underneath. Now, again, against South Carolina, you throw a little screen pass out there to Hunter Renfrow, and he can take it 61 yards.
Right.
But against a good defense like Clemson's spring defense. Nah.
I see what you did there. Yeah, I see what you did there.
But you can't depend on that. In the spring game, what you saw was throwing a ball out of flats and the defensive backs coming up and even making plays behind the line of scrimmage sometimes, keeping everything in front of them. And as a result, safeties are crashing the box. Linebackers aren't respecting the pass. Defensive linemen are having to get upfield and running past them and not taking themselves out of plays, hurting the running game a little bit. And the horizontal passing game was not a major factor because there was not a big, huge threat of the vertical passing game. Trevor Lawrence comes in the game, and if you remember, the very first completion he makes is a check down to a tight end, Cannon Smith, who's, let's admit it, Cannon Smith is not Dave Casper. Cannon Smith is not, I hate to say, Kellen Winslow Sr., not Junior, Kellen Winslow Sr., and his unbelievable pass-catching tight end. He's a good, solid player, great, more of a blocker there. But in the end, it was about a 17-yard gain. And why? Because the safeties were downfield, because the corners were downfield, because there's a vertical passing threat. And the running game worked better as a result of the linebackers having to take deeper drops. The play action works better because the running game then works better. It all feeds off each other. The horizontal passing game works better because the vertical passing game's a threat. And then he threw some balls downfield. You got to be able to take shots. And that's what Chad Morris taught us here.
Mm-hmm.
You take shots. I mentioned Dave Casper of the Oakland Raiders, and I think it was Al Davis who said you take two shots a quarter downfield.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you don't complete them, you back everybody out of there.
You got to keep them honest.
In the Sugar Bowl itself, again, now let's give Alabama a lot of credit for playing great.
Oh, so absolutely.
Field position wasn't great.
Tail.
Right. Give Alabama credit. With that said, though, and again, it's not all Kelly Bryant's fault for what happened in that game, and Clemson just being total lack of productivity, only scoring 6 points in the game. It was not totally the offensive line didn't play well. The running game wasn't great. The Higgins gets hurt. ETN gets hurt. Clemson was banged up, and it didn't work. But there were times in that game where a shot needed to be taken, and it wasn't taken. And as a result, Alabama had no respect for a vertical passing game, and as a result, none of the horizontal stuff worked, and as a result, the running game didn't work. And Alabama completely shut down Clemson.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. When you put 11 in the box, it's kind of hard to run the football.
You got to throw the ball downfield. In the end, we're talking about balance.
Yes.
And in the end, we're talking about making ourselves tougher to defend. Now, I would expect Kelly to be a little better downfield passer, but on the other side of it, I don't want Jeff Scott and I don't want Tony Elliott calling plays for trying to force things that Kelly Bryant can't do. I don't want that.
No. That's how you get a bunch of turnovers.
Right.
We don't want that.
And as good as Clemson's defense is, just don't turn it over. You'll be fine, too.
Yeah.
Chris is in Georgia, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
Doing good. I just wanted to say that it sounds like to me that you suspect what most of us suspect, and you're really talking to the coaching staff here, not all the fans. You feel like they're going to play Kelly Bryant, and they probably shouldn't. And I think most of the fans feel that way. But based on their past, what we've seen in the past with Dabo and his loyalty, however you want to term it, you feel like Kelly Bryant's probably going to get the knock. Sounds like to me you're trying to convince the coaching staff more than you are us. We already know. We most of us probably agree with you. We've seen Kelly Bryant. We know he can't throw the ball down the field. He's just not very accurate throwing the ball down the field. And the other kid is. So I think you're preaching to the choir a little bit, unless the coaching staff is tuned in. Sounds like to me you need to head over to the football building and have a chat with them, because we're all on board for the most part, I think.
Let me mention about three or four things. I got 2 minutes here, Chris, and hang on, because I want to get your response to it. A, they aren't listening. Nor should they be listening, and I don't want the coaching staff listening. I want the coaching staff working, and some of them are on vacation right now, whatever, but I don't want them thinking that a sports talk show guy knows what he's talking about in this case. They've forgotten more than we know. I don't think Kelly Bryant is going to be the starter throughout most of the season. I think that this staff, I don't hold them accountable for the Deshaun Watson and Cole Stout stuff was different. As we saw, they were right in it. Deshaun Watson was 170 pounds and hurt in spring practice and hurt his collarbone and hurt his thumb and then hurt his knee. And what they were scared of, the reason that Cole Stout played so much, is because Deshaun Watson was a fragile 18-year-old true freshman quarterback. What I am telling you is that I think personally, and again, those guys have forgotten more football than I'll ever know, and the reason why they make $500,000 a year and we don't is because they're better at it than what we know. But Trevor Lawrence is a 6'5", 218-pound, 220-pound guy. That's a totally different situation. I think Cole Stout to Deshaun Watson has zero to do with Kelly Bryant to Trevor Lawrence. As fans, we think we know, but quite frankly, what do you do for a living, Chris? What do you do for a living?
I'm an engineer.
All right. How many days have you spent, and I haven't either, because I'm not picking on you personally, but how many days have you trained, watching, coaching, in meeting rooms, in practices, putting together game plans, putting together practice plans?
Look, Mickey, so, yeah. I played football at Clemson, okay? I played football there 84 to 88.
Right.
And I don't like anybody second-guess coaches.
Right.
I don't do it.
Right.
If those guys, and I go to practices in the spring sometimes, I'm able to go to one or two, and I try to go to one, at least one in the fall before football starts up.
Right.
Just to see for myself. But I don't like people that second-guess coaching, and I'm not second-guessing the coach. And what I'm saying is that from what I've observed, that it seems like to me there's a big deal with loyalty. And I'm going to tell you something else that's going to play into this whole deal with the quarterbacks is the locker room.
Yes. But I'll take it this way, Chris. I'll ask you this. By the way, you just throw a
true freshman in there, and you got a guy that just took you to the national championship. How's that going to affect the locker room? What are the other players? The players that have been there 3 or 4 years, and they're like, hey, wait a minute, Kelly Bryant's our guy. He's our leader. And all of a sudden, you're going to throw this guy. And so it's a delicate situation that they got to handle, and I understand that. But I was more or less – I wasn't second-guessing the coaching. Okay. I just was making a comment that what you're saying, I think a lot of fans are saying that, you know, hey – this guy's a better quarterback.
Let me ask you
this,
Chris.
Everybody knows he's a better downfield passer.
Let me ask you this. And by the way, you played on some great teams and all that. But let's say
I didn't play. I was a crawl on that. They say.
Let's say you're a wide receiver though.
I was in
2018. Loyalty, I think, goes out the window a little bit. I think seniors and the guy you came in with and the guy you worked out with, you've been around for 4 years, I get that a little bit. But if I'm T. Higgins And I've been around Kelly Bryant for two years now, and I've been around Lawrence for 6 months now, or actually a year and 6 months. When I want the guys to get me the ball down the field more. So loyalty, I see what you're saying there, but I think these guys are more loyal to winning than they are, you know, one player through it all. But that's an interesting perspective. Hey, man, do me a favor. Call me back when I got more time, and let's talk a little 84 to 88. Give me a couple of good stories in there.
I got a few.
I'd love to hear them one day.
All right, man.
Thanks for calling in, Chris. Have a great day.
All right.
Those are some great teams.
Great teams. Years.
Let's take a short break. We'll come back more after this. Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Summer's here, so before you put those toes in the water, the Pendleton Tire Company wants to make sure your tires are ready. The Cooper Tire Take the Money and Ride summer event's going on right now through July 31st at the Pendleton Tire Company. Purchase 4 qualifying Cooper tires and get up to a $100 Visa prepaid card after submission. So come on by and see Joey Welburn and Zach Garrison, or give them a call today at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
When it comes to filling your prescriptions, time is of the essence. At Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson and Corner Drugstore in Pickens, there are no hassles having your prescriptions transferred or filled. They'll gladly do that for you. They can contact your medical provider or former pharmacy and take all the worry out of your hands. All you have to do is pick it up. No hassle prescriptions at Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson and Corner Drugstore in Pickens. Small town feel, big time service.
Say no to rising prices. Amazon is raising its Prime membership price from $99 to $119 for free shipping. Walmart offers free two-day shipping with no membership fee. That's $119 back in your pocket. What would you do with it? Go to walmartfreeshipping.com for the chance to win a $119 Walmart gift card. That's walmartfreeshipping.com for complete rules and details. Walmart, 2 business day shipping, minimum $35 order, restrictions apply.
I admit, I was skeptical of taking the health dare because there's so many programs to choose from. But the health dare is not a pill, hormones, or a 500 calorie diet. You don't even have to go to the gym. The health dare is a 90-day cellular health program that's reversing symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, IBS, and sleep apnea in just the first 30 days. And it's so easy. There's only 2 things you can't eat. You can even have fast food. I lost 80 pounds of fat in 90 days by taking the health dare, and my energy went through the roof. But I'm not the only one. There are thousands of people taking the health dare, reversing symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, IBS, and sleep apnea the easy way. Go to iDareGreenville.com to learn more and book your free cellular health consultation with a healthcare coach. That's iDareGreenville.com. iDareGreenville.com. I dare you.
Upstate Warrior Solution is having its first annual poker run Saturday, July 14th. Registration is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson. Vendors, food, and door prizes are available for all participants. $10 for single riders and $15 for couples. All proceeds will go to Upstate Warrior Solution to assist veterans in finding housing, employment, VA benefits, and other critical needs. UWS's first annual poker run Saturday, July 14th at Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
I don't think you know who I am.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
My My friends at Trail want to build your next building. They want to talk to you first about it and save this on the pitfalls. They're still doing this, folks. They're still meeting with churches. They feel a call to do this and not charging you anything for the, you know, for that to happen. Here's what I'm telling you about Trail and doing that. They'll meet with you. Do you need to expand or not? Do you need to build on your current location? Do you need to buy a new location? Look around. What are your demographics looking like? What's your trends looking like? What's your current building looking like? What's your expansion around your building looking like? They do a great job with that. And they don't charge you for their fees. There's some fees in there that other people charge you in that process, but they don't charge you for what they do. It's our great friends at Trail. So if you're on a building committee, there's a lot of great committees to be on at church. There's a bad one to be on, and that's the building committee because, man, you got so much responsibility and everybody blames and everybody wants something different. And it's a no-win situation. You can turn it into a win situation by calling Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, 800-319-7006. An astute texter says, Mickey, it's funny how you're about to rip the guy to shreds and found out he played football and now he changed the tune. Hey, man, like I said, the guy had street cred.
You can't go against someone with street cred.
That guy walked the walk. The rest of us, we're just talking to talk.
Exactly.
But.
And he walked the walk with some good teams.
Oh, some great teams. But with that said, too, you trust your coaches now.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want our football coaches listening to this show.
No.
I want them working.
Yeah.
They don't listen to the show anyway. But they're not, never, ever, ever has any coach ever called a sports talk show host and go, hey, bud, we're a little bit perplexed about this. On third and short, they're showing a front, and then they stem out of it,
mm-hmm.
or they shift out of it, and they really bring pressure from the weak side. You think we need to attack the weak side on that one, or you think we need to maybe look play action in there? They're susceptible to never. That never happens.
They're not going to call us and ask us to put up a Twitter poll to see what we should do
no.
on third and short.
No.
All right.
If it happens, those are the guys who aren't employed very long.
Yes.
What do you think? Who think we should play?
What do you guys think from not going to one practice? Who should be the starting quarterback?
They say that barbecues, sermons, and football games are the things that men can do better even, despite having no formal training.
I like that.
How many times you walk out of church, man? I wouldn't have said it quite like that.
Yeah.
I really never went first day of seminary class. You ever notice like we don't do that to our surgeon?
No. I would have fixed my knee a little bit differently if I was him personally. Yeah.
Personally, I'd put the sutures on the other side. I don't know anything about it. I wouldn't put both stents in right there. I probably would have gone a little bypass in that one. I don't know. Let me get RJ in Columbia. RJ, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mickey. You know, if I was Larry Fedora, I'd probably be calling you asking you for advice, what I've seen the past year or so from that guy. So, that's another story.
I'd say keep your shirt on. No. If I had six-pack like Larry Fedora, I'd probably take my shirt off more, too. So that'd be the advice.
And do your radio broadcast. That'd be great.
Yeah, shirtless radio broadcast would be good radio.
Absolutely. You have to put a video camera up in. So anyway,
yeah.
I'm actually pulling for Kelly. I think that he's probably going to have a better year this year and last year as his first year. But what I'm more concerned with is I'm looking for consistency and improvement from game to game. I'm not sure I saw that last year. You know, I went back and watched the Clemson Carolina game the other night, and there were a lot of, you know, they gave Kelly a lot of short passes, and you know, and I'm not sure if they're giving him the short passes, the call plays, or if there's people open downfield that he's missing them. And you guys remember, you know, the long pass to T. Higgins. You know, T. had to basically stop and catch the ball,
yes.
or else that was a, you know, he would have thrown a touchdown pass there. So. And the other thing is that, you know, one of the big plays for Clemson is the jump ball in the end zone. And the thing about a jump ball in the end zone, you want your guy to turn around and catch the ball while the other guy has his back turned. Kelly throws the ball like 20 feet in the air, and it gives time for not one guy but two guys to actually come over there, turn around, and then you have like three guys jumping up for the ball. So that never got better last year. I hope that gets better this year. So I'm just looking for improvement. I think he'll have improvement just because, you know, hell, he's got another year under him now. So, but we'll see. But I also agree with you, Mickey, that you know, there's a kid right behind him that he's the best guy I've seen in 20 years. I agree with you. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, RJ. I appreciate the phone call. Way too intelligent to call a sports talk show. The deep ball to T. Higgins was behind him.
Right.
Jamias Williams was beaten deep. Higgins had to hold up for it. And I get it, man. Not every throw is going to be on time. Deshaun Watson, not every throw was on time, and every throw was right where it needed to be. I get all that. I think RJ makes a good point. I think we will see improvement out of Kelly Bryant.
Oh, yeah. I think we will, too.
And we better, because like RJ said, you know, we're not talking about – let me categorize it like this. I think Chase Bryce is a four-star quarterback. I think that Chad Kelly is a four-star quarterback. I think that Tucker Israel is probably a three-star quarterback in there. And I think that Zerick Cooper is probably a four-star quarterback. I think Kelly Bryant's a four-star quarterback. I think Hunter Johnson was a five-star who, with some more experience, would have – I think the ceiling for Hunter Johnson was better.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Johnson was about the 15th, 20th best player in his class. That's about right, you know, in that range there. Deshaun Watson was a five-star, about the, I don't know, 10th, 12th best player in his class, whatever. Trevor Lawrence is the best player in the country.
Right.
Trevor Lawrence is like a 5.5-star, whatever. Trevor Lawrence is like better than anything that we've ever seen before. Now, it's going to take some experience. But just look at what Dabo Swinney has said about him. They're not holding back. They're giddy about who he is and what they bring to him. Now, when is that going to happen? I don't know. That doesn't have to happen to me in the very first game. That didn't have to happen in the first quarter, the first game, or at A&M. I'm not caught up on that.
Right.
Dabo Swinney says, quote, "He's got everything you look for that you possibly want. He's just been a natural from day one, all the way from the ninth grade. He's got unbelievable arm talent. That's pretty easy to see when you watch him. But I think he's a very poised guy and a great competitor. He's a great leader for this program. He's a good student. He's a guy I think he wants to do it, and he's willing to do what it takes to get it done." Dabo Swinney says, quote, "He's just so physically developed for a young guy. Deshaun was obviously pretty special coming out of Georgia. He's just way ahead of Deshaun from a physical standpoint."
Hmm. Dabo's never lied to us. Hmm.
"He's just way ahead of Deshaun from a physical standpoint." You hear this?
I heard it.
Cole Stout started because Deshaun Watson was 170 pounds, broke his collarbone, had a knee injury in high school, broke his collarbone in the spring, broke his thumb in the Louisville game, and tore his ACL against Georgia Tech.
Right.
As it turned out, they brought him along, and he was going to overtake at some point in time. When that was, did it cost him Florida State? Didn't cost him a Georgia game, I don't think.
No.
Cost him a Florida State game, maybe. I don't think this decision is going to be where it costs him a football game. Deshaun Watson was 100. This guy's 218 pounds. He's 6'5". I was around the other day. He's at least 6'5". Deshaun was obviously special. Quote, Trevor Lawrence, quote, "He's just way ahead of Deshaun from a physical standpoint." Let me get Bill in Anderson, 6'4", Roar. Bill, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. I do have to partially disagree with you on your evaluation of the spring game.
Right.
I think it did show what Trevor Lawrence could do, but when you're playing one-hand touch, you're taking half of the game away from Kelly Bryant. So the passes aren't as open or anything else in the spring game. When you take that much away from Kelly Bryant, you're not seeing his true game.
Well, let me ask you this, Bill. And that's a good point. I don't disagree with you. But how come you're not taking away from Trevor Lawrence's half of his game?
Well, because he doesn't depend on that much.
But what if
he
I told
really
you this? What if
I believe that Trevor Lawrence, before the end of the year, could very well wind up starting. Yeah. But I think to take that much away from Kelly Bryant, you're not telling me that you think Trevor Lawrence is going to be as good a running quarterback and have that much feature in running the ball as Kelly Bryant does, do you?
I am not telling you that he would run the ball as much as Kelly Bryant because he doesn't have to because he's a better arm, but I'll tell you this. I think Trevor Lawrence is a better runner than Kelly Bryant.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, so I mean, I don't know. I can't evaluate it, but I just don't think that the spring game showed anything about how really good Kelly Bryant could be. Yeah. I just think it took so much away from his game that what was left.
I would agree with you in saying this. Because Bryant has to run the ball more because of his lack of his passing game, that the taking away the running aspect of it in the spring game rules by two-hand touch or whatever, that hurts him more than Lawrence, who can stay in the pocket a little bit, keep the ball downfield. I would agree with that part of it. But I would tell you that in a game itself, with all other things being equal, that I think that if I got to have a guy run and make first downs with his legs, I'm going with Lawrence. I think Lawrence is a better athlete and a better runner and has a better feel for running.
I think Lawrence will wind up starting before the end of the year.
Yeah.
But my comment was just on your evaluation.
I agree with you. I think you make a good point. What you take away.
I remember watching, there was one long run he had where Trevor Lawrence just was running away from the defense.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was about a 40, 50 yard run.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's going to be good to watch. Bill, I appreciate the phone call. You make some really good points. I appreciate that. It's nice of you. I had to get to a break. Big Bad Bob, hang on. You know, about once a month now, between now and football season, we're actually starting back in about January. You have to have the once a month obligatory quarterback talk. It's about once a month. So we've done a pretty good job of that. Big Bad Bob and Russ, hang on, man. We'll come to you in the final segment of a Wednesday edition. More after this.
Hey, Clemson football fans. This is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
When it comes to iced tea, don't settle for anything less than legendary. Head to Bojangles and get a large 32-ounce freshly steeped legendary iced tea. Just $1 for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Have you heard about the changes over at T. Ed Garrison Arena? They are now offering event space rentals for banquets, parties, fundraisers, weddings, and more in their air-conditioned 10,000-square-foot newly renovated cattle sales complex. Also ask about their full-service RV sites for football tailgating. Convenient 9-minute drive to the stadium. Call 864-646-2717 today to pre-book. Space is limited and will sell out quickly. Go Tigers! This ad was funded by the City of Clemson Accommodations Tax.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell, right across from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a place on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and other services. Plus, you can rent your condo when you're not using it. Go see my friend Taj Boyd at the new sales office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesdays. Reserve your spot today.
ZeroRes is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You got to put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hendrick Honda, surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easley help you on the path of success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easley, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent. Here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easley vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easley, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
Upstate Warrior Solution is having its first annual poker run Saturday, July 14th. Registration is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson. Vendors, food, and door prizes are available for all participants. $10 for single riders and $15 for couples. All proceeds will go to Upstate Warrior Solution to assist veterans in finding housing, employment, VA benefits, and other critical needs. UWS's first annual poker run Saturday, July 14th at Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson.
So, who did you wake up with?
Ah! It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it.
Had a friend ask me yesterday, what's your favorite restaurant in Hilton Head? They've got a place down there. And I said, you know, I'll put Alexander's against anybody. The seafood is amazing. Really cool view right there too, but Palmetto Dunes is proud of that. The variety of food. You know, when you have a family vacation, it's hard to get everybody on the same page, man. The 14-year-old wants something different, 12-year-old, the 8-year-old wants something different, the 6-year-old, and the wife wants something different, the husband, the grandmom and granddad. You got different times of day to get everybody together. That's tough. But the variety of the food there at Palmetto Dunes is really cool. It's just another example of how they make it so easy on you. And if you go down, man, check out Alexander's. You're going to love it. You can give that the gift certificate to Alexander's right now through Palmetto Dunes. That's a really cool deal at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. On our Palmetto Golf Report, I appreciate Greenwood and the folks at Palmetto Dunes sponsoring this because they care about golf in this area, and they know golf's been good to them, and they'll continue to be good to golf. PGA Tour revamped their schedule, and I want to give you a couple of dates to think about as far as in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia, some places that we'll go watch golf here in the upcoming years. In the fall this year, you know, it's a wraparound schedule. It starts in October, but if you're ever down at St. Simons, I know it's a little drive here, but the RSM Classic is November the 11th through the 18th. As they come back, they make their way. The Masters next year is the April 8th through the 14th. That's followed up down at Hilton Head at the Harbor Town, the RBC Heritage. That's the 15th through the 21st of April. They go to Charlotte for the Wells Fargo a little earlier this year. It's the last couple of days of April to April 29th through May the 5th up in Charlotte. That's not too bad of a drive for us here. We have later in the year up at Greensboro, July 29th through April the 4th up at Sedgefield, the Wyndham Championships, and then the Tour Championships end up down in Atlanta. Not too bad of a drive for us here. That will be a little bit earlier now. That's going to be August the 19th through the 25th. They're finishing up before football this year with the FedEx Cup stuff. So plenty of opportunities here locally to get out and see PGA Tour level golf in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. And I really appreciate our friends at Palmetto Dunes with our Palmetto Golf Report. And again, if you're looking for that vacation spot, food should be important to you because everybody's looking for something different. Boy, the variety at Palmetto Dunes is great. Another reason why they are an award-winning resort in a very competitive field, man. To think about winning awards in resorts nowadays, they do a good job. It's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Let me get a couple phone calls here in the final segment of the show. Big Bad Bob held through the break. Hey, good morning, Big Bad Bob. Thanks for hanging on so long.
Hey,
how you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for letting me in, Mickey. Listen, I appreciate that segment you had about Taj Boyd. He's not recognized enough. But that LSU game, he took a licking and kept on ticking, didn't he?
No doubt. One of the toughest performances
we've seen. One great game.
No doubt. No doubt.
And good for recruiting. But I just wanted to say something about Kelly Bryant and quarterback situation. I think the coaches will separate that out. But I've stood up. stood next. I'm about 6'5", and I stood next to Kelly Bryant, and I'm about 240, but of course, all in wrong places. But Kelly Bryant, he looks physical, and he's got experience. But I think the coaches sort this out. Trevor Lawrence looks like one great quarterback, but looks like he might need to put on a little weight. But what did you say he was, 190? Or did you say?
No, I think they list him at 215, 218, something like that.
What is Kelly Bryant now, 225 or something like that?
Yeah, 225 in that range, yeah.
Yeah, he looks good. But anyway, I wanted to ask you one thing. I thought I read somewhere. I don't want to get you started, but I'm going to take this off the air. You don't have to talk about it now. I know it's close to the end of the hour. But if Phil Mickelson used a foot wedge in the tournament?
No.
Last.
No.
And took the two-stroke penalty?
No, it wasn't a foot wedge. I'll tell you about it in a minute. By the way, Big Bad Bob.
Okay,
now
thanks.
I see where the nickname comes from. 6'5", 240. Big Bad Bob.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, I take back everything bad we said about you. We don't want you coming down here to the studio. I appreciate it, Bob.
Yeah, like the coaches.
Yeah. Have a great day.
If Dabo, Coach Sweeney calls you up, you're not going to question him, are you?
No. Oh, no, that guy's forgotten more. That's good stuff.
Thanks.
Appreciate the phone call. All right. Mickelson was going to hit a low shot off a tee box, and there was some fescue up in front of the tee box, and he went down and stepped on the fescue to tap it down so he could hit this low ball, wouldn't hit in the grass. And by doing that, he realized that, hey, wait a minute, man, I might not should have done that. It kind of improved my lie kind of a thing. And there's a two-shot penalty that he assessed on himself. He did the right thing there. So that's good. Final phone call of a Wednesday show is Russ in Greenville. Good morning, Russ. How you doing?
Good morning, friend. How you been?
Couldn't be better.
Family doing well.
Well, good, man. Glad to hear that. Glad to hear it. Everybody well.
Well, I was asking, is your family doing well?
Oh, I thought you were. Yeah, man, we're blessed. Meredith's about to start back to work in a couple of weeks, and we're had a great summer and very blessed right now, no doubt about that.
Your job is about to ratchet up a little bit. We're inside 30 days now with fall camp.
I love it, man. 52 days, 3 hours, 30 minutes, and 19 seconds, but we're not really counting that right now.
Before I get it back to what we were talking about, you guys were talking about with Kelly Bryant and Trevor Lawrence. Did you tell me that they're playing Eastlake this next season in August?
Yeah. Can you imagine the heat in Atlanta, Georgia for the last week of August or August 19th to the 26th next year? Can you imagine that heat?
And I don't think people realize how hilly that golf course is.
Yeah.
That's going to be a challenge.
Yeah,
anyway,
it's a tough deal.
I wanted to make sure that I heard that correct. Schedule is going to be pretty conducive for everybody living around this part of the country next year to maybe go see some golf tournaments.
Yeah, no doubt. We're lucky. We're lucky where we live.
But let's do the what-if game when it comes to Kelly and Trevor.
All right.
Now, the Vegas odds makers, and I don't gamble, so let's just play the what-if game. The Vegas odds makers have Clemson favored in every football game, regular season football game they play this coming season.
Right.
With that defense, you or I could play quarterback and probably win 10 games.
I don't know, man. My wing's not what it used to be, and I don't like getting hit. So I'd probably get rid of it a little early through some of those now. I'm looking to escape that pocket a little bit and get rid of that ball.
Well, with Kelly Bryant being a senior, seasoned veteran, knows how to and played in the college football playoffs, he obviously knows how to win. You got a scenario playing out where every single game Kelly starts, before he's even pulled, Clemson could have a comfortable lead. So everybody's looking at each other going, why start Trevor Lawrence when Kelly's leading us to wins? Do you start this kid in the playoffs if you make the playoffs or in the ACC championship if we make the championship? You got a scenario playing out where that could conceivably happen.
Let me ask you this. Why would you start him in the playoffs?
Well, the only reason you would start him in the playoffs is because if you're good enough and lucky enough to make it to the playoffs, you have to have playing what we would consider, and let's just go ahead and play it out, Georgia, Ohio State, and Alabama. That's what they're and Clemson. Those four teams they're projecting to play in the playoffs.
Right.
Those three teams that Clemson would conceivably have to play, all of them have defensive backs that know-how that you have to have a downfield threat and you have to have pinpoint accuracy to beat those teams.
All right, I'll ask you this way, though. Are you telling me that you, in the playoffs, you start the guy that makes the offense better?
I didn't say that. What I'm asking you to look at is what could be unfolding for this coaching staff.
But why, my question is why if he should be the starter in your scenario, the hypothetical, if he's good enough to start against Alabama, Ohio State, or Georgia, then why shouldn't he start against Florida State, Syracuse, and Wake Forest?
Well, the pushback with the coaching staff to be able to say to someone like Russ Crowe or Mickey Plyler is, why are you guys telling me we should start Trevor when Kelly keeps leading us to wins?
Because what if the offense was better with Trevor?
We're playing the what-if game.
See, my
wins
thing is this.
Are the only thing that counts.
Right, my thing is, no, well, I don't know about that. I think you got to win with style a little bit.
You want to win pretty.
No, I'm not necessarily. I here's what I want. I want the best player to play.
That is what you literally took it away from me because that's where I was going.
Right.
So I believe we've got a coaching staff, obviously, that knows how to evaluate and do that.
And
I believe that.
And I trust them to do that. That would be the case. But, you know, like, I'm going to turn it around on you because what you said was that Kelly Bryant's going to beat those teams on the schedule. Because of how good the defense
because
is.
Because of that defense.
All right, well, is Trevor Lawrence going to have to beat those teams on schedule because of that defense?
I even said you and I could win 10 games playing quarterback with that defense.
So why not play the guy just because I don't know, man. Here's what I don't want. I don't want juice box and snacks after the game that everybody's get this and we feel good about it and we feel loyal to somebody. I'm worried about 2018. I want to play the best player, whoever that might be. And I trust the staff at some point in time in the year will do that. But they don't have to be in a rush. I will agree with this with you. It happened before the playoffs, but I don't have to be in a rush. Everybody wants to say, he's got to start the first game. Man. Listen to this show after the Furman game. Well, it's obviously the best quarterback. I don't know. I don't need to know it then. I'm trying to build to something. It's a long year. I'm trying to build to that championship run in November, and let's see who starts when it really, really, you know, gets down to that championship, you know, campaign.
This is my crystal ball, and I'll let you go.
All right.
You will not see Trevor Lawrence start against Texas A&M. I don't think – I believe that Clemson has such a seasoned football team right now with a lot of veteran leadership that they can go to College Station, Texas, and they can win out in College Station, Texas without Trevor Lawrence starting as a starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But you better circle come November because every single person that I have talked to is overlooking that team in Chestnut Hill. And we always know it's always that game that either a Syracuse or it's that game where you're overlooking them, and that is a really good football team.
Good
that
point.
Will probably be the moment. Take care, buddy.
We'll see. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the phone call. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today, I'll forgive the degenerate gamblers. In Las Vegas right now, you can bet on this. During Trump's UK visit, how will the President Trump greet Queen Elizabeth? Formal handshake 5-12, kiss on the cheek 11-4, simple bow 7-2, warm embrace 15-1, bend the knee 66-1, high five 75-1, army salute 80-1, fist bump 150-1, and fresh prince handshake 300-1. Degenerate gamblers betting on Donald Trump and Queen Elizabeth. How they would greet each other.
I've seen it all now.
we don't have time for the music. Skip the music. John, give me a two-minute drill. What you got for me over there, buddy?
All right. Cristiano Ronaldo is leaving Real Madrid over to the Italian club Juventus for a transfer fee of approximately $117 million. Now, that's just to negotiate with the guy. That's a lot of money. And they're saying he's supposed to make around $64.5 million annually.
That's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
My two-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, it's EricNewton.com, the guy that can help you out with anything that you might need. EricNewton.com. The guy's been here for 20 years and will be here for 20 more, who's awesome. CBS Sports has their ranking of top running backs in the country this year. DeAndre Swift at Georgia is number 10. Cam Akers at Florida State's number 9. I keep telling Zach this. He doesn't believe me. At number 8, Devin Singleton of Florida Atlantic. Number 7, Miles Gaskin of Washington. Number 6, Rodney Anderson, Oklahoma. Number 5, Justice Hill, Oklahoma State. Number 4, J.K. Dobbins at Ohio State. Number 3, David Montgomery at Iowa State. Glad they included him in that list. 2 is Jonathan Taylor, Wisconsin. Number 1 running back, Bryce Love at Stanford. Pretty cool stuff there. Let me thank Sam Blackman. Certainly enjoyed the conference segment with him this morning. Tomorrow, Paul Strelo will join us. We'll talk Clemson basketball recruiting a lot tomorrow. Talk some football stuff as well. John, great job once again, man.
Thank you.
Terrific.
Thank you for having
there.
Me.
Let me also thank our callers, our sponsors, our listeners, our texters, our tweeters, and our emailers. Up next are two of my very favorite people in the world, Ben Milstead and Brad Sinketh. Can't wait to hear those folks. Folks, I hope you have an absolutely wonderful Wednesday, but most importantly, I hope you tune in tomorrow. That's when John and I see you right here on the radio.